under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the show. This is Thursday, October 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. For those of you listening to the replay of yesterday's show, Downstate Kim's text message about the kids has gone viral. I sent out 187 yesterday and have 13 more requests this morning on the replay. So greatly appreciate you guys participating in the show. Greatly appreciate sharing this information with you guys. Donald Trump is coming to Traverse City tomorrow, Cherry Capital Airport. You can go online to his website to register to get free tickets. Gates will open at 3:30. He's supposed to arrive at 7:30. By that time, it will be dark, so make sure you dress warm. It's going to be a big event. Traverse City has already started bordering off certain streets, I've been told, and they're preparing for a huge crowd. So if you want to go see Donald Trump, you've never been to a Trump rally in person, see all the great patriots and people that attend these events, you'll definitely want to do this. This will be your last opportunity here in northern Michigan to see him before the Tuesday, November 5th general election. Early voting starts this Saturday. This Saturday, it starts October 26th and runs through Sunday, November 3rd. So if you don't want to wait until Election Day, which is what I'm doing, I have an absentee ballot, but I'm not going to turn it in and vote until Tuesday, November 5th. I was on a prayer call last night, got some updates from Patrick Kolbeck. They have been monitoring, looking at our qualified voter files here in the state of Michigan, has confirmed the Record Eagle story that broke last Friday, that Michigan has right now on its qualified voter files 500,000 ineligible people registered to vote. People that we have on the books in excess of the number of adults living in our counties. 11 out of the 83 counties, folks, have over 120% of their adult population eligible voters on their qualified voter files. challenges are forthcoming. The RNC, the Michigan GOP, individual campaigns are preparing to go to court based on the results of this election. Honestly, it may be both sides. I was watching some news stories reports last night. If Harris loses, the left's going to go crazy. If Donald Trump loses, the right's going to go crazy. Attorneys on both sides amping up, preparing for battle in the courts. This election may not be called for a few days until after the election. We'll have to wait and see. It's all going to be based on turnout. Got a great show lined up for you. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. Some very interesting news stories last night regarding the presidential election. Brett Baer in Special Report showed a bunch of clips from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, a bunch of different clips talking about the election and the polling. The process of how this data is being collected, the sampling, who they're actually polling, basically the methodology of the polls. And it's very, very interesting. They're claiming that Donald Trump has a huge lead with men. Harris has a lead among women. But there's a couple of specific groups, very specific groups that are heavily leaning toward Trump that have historically been Democrat voters. Democratic voters, based on history, based on trending, based on tradition, based on basically assuming, knowing that you have that block in your pocket. Two groups that appear to be flipping in huge, huge numbers for Donald Trump that I don't think the media is polling. I don't think any polling company out there is specifically going after this, these two blocks. Black Americans and union workers, especially automotive union workers, not only in the UAW factories, but parts suppliers, all of the people that feed the necessary components to the auto plants, their suppliers, their workers, their families. Black Americans, both men and women, two different videos of women being interviewed by a black woman sitting, I believe, in a beauty shop. The other one was in a barber shop. The black women were very, very well spoken and said this basically about Kamala Harris. I mean, they laid it out. The way they spoke, you would almost think they were talk show hosts. They had the information. They very well explained exactly what Kamala Harris is to them. First of all, they said they don't believe she's a black American. They don't consider her to be black. Offended, very much offended when the media calls her a black woman. Number one, highly offensive to them. Number two, saying that she has done nothing for the last 3.5, almost 4 years now, while being vice president. She has no, absolutely no accomplishments as far as they are concerned, other than hurting their pocketbook. The cost of food, the cost of energy, especially gasoline for their cars, they're ticked off. These women had valid points. It was almost as if they had heard the PEGS video. They were citing off things that are directly affecting them and their families, their pocketbook. Over in the barbershop, the black men who were sitting in the chairs talking about it said they were highly offended by Barack Hussein Obama's comments in Detroit this past week, where he basically told them to get the N-word in line. That they basically expected them to do what they always do, and that is to vote Democrat and to vote for Kamala Harris. The one gentleman said very clearly, I found his comments abhorrent and absolutely disgusting. We're not going to fall in line just because Barack Obama tells us to do so. Their surrogates are actually hurting them. The people that they're using to get out there to excite people to vote for Harris is backfiring. Eminem was at that rally. He actually introduced Barack Obama. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, is going out and doing a concert series with Harris and Walls starting tomorrow across the country. They got to basically throw a Bruce Springsteen concert to get people to come to their rallies. Well, it's backfiring. They are losing ground in their core base, Democratic base voting blocks. Union auto workers, the rank and file members, not necessarily the unions, but the rank and file members themselves, coming out in huge numbers for Donald Trump. And because they undercut Donald Trump's polling numbers, they did it in 2016, they did it in 2020, they're doing it again this year. Some of the polls have him up in Michigan, some of the polls have him down, but they're all within the margin of error. Margin of error now has been reduced down to about 3%, 3 to 3.5%. In every single one of these polls. Well, if they're undercutting Donald Trump by 5, 6, 7 points, he's actually up and will probably end up winning these swing states. Early voting in Georgia started already. 2 million people in the state of Georgia have already cast their votes. Now, again, we don't think that's a good idea to vote early. We don't want the other side to basically know how many ballots people have already submitted so that they can supposedly analyze and project and prepare for election night. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Wait and vote on Tuesday, November 5th in person. If you have an absentee ballot, you haven't turned it in yet, turn it in on election day. That is the advice, recommendation that I'm getting from Patrick Kobach and many other folks. Now, the last point of this information that I could connect the dots and kind of look at is the women in the country. I got a very simple question for you guys. Does your wife, the women that you know in your lives, who are they supporting? Now, I know I'm talking to a bunch of conservative patriots out there, I understand, but there are quite a few liberal progressives that monitor the show. I want to know what the women think. And what have the women out there listening to the show, what have you heard from other women? Are they excited about Kamala Harris being the first woman president? Are they truly excited to the point that they not only say they're going to vote for her, but they're telling all their women friends to vote for her? I don't think so. Could be wrong, but they're alleging that she's up with women. And the main issue, the main topic that they are using is using fear tactics against women and against seniors on two very traditional historical issues that they always roll out every 4 years. Abortion, Social Security, and Medicare. Donald Trump wants to implement a nationwide abortion ban. Not true. Bald-faced lie. These commercials, he bragged openly about eliminating Roe v. Wade. They tried to do it for 50 years, and I got it done. He sent it back to the states. He took it away from the federal government. He took it away from the United States Supreme Court. They put it back to the states and said, you individual states have to deal with this issue. This is not a federal issue. When Roe v. Wade was decided back in 1973, guess what? It was a bad decision. It was a bad decision. A woman's right to privacy per the 14th Amendment was a horrible opinion. So they overturned it. And in doing so, it went back to the states. So what did the Democrats do in 2022 here in Michigan? They ran on it. Proposal 3 was on the ballot. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, everyone in the House and the Senate, basically on the ballot with Proposal 3. Proposal 3, putting into our state constitution, anything goes abortion. That's basically what it is. That's what it does. As a result, they got huge turnout. They took back and got a two-seat majority in the House, a two-seat majority in the Senate, and reelected Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson, and amended our state constitution, where basically, like I say, anything goes when it comes to abortion now in the state of Michigan. But yet you still see these ads by these women saying they're going to vote for Kamala Harris because she's going to protect their rights to an abortion. Elisa Slotkin attacking Mike Rogers over the abortion issue. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but in the state of Michigan, this is a false narrative. This is absolutely a false narrative that no longer applies in our state. Abortion is not an issue in the state of Michigan. Why? Because of Proposal 3 and the amending of our state constitution. Women need to know this. Whether it's Donald Trump for president or Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate or even congressman, abortion is not on the table in the state of Michigan. It's a moot point. You need to talk to women and make sure that they talk to other women and make sure they understand that this is not up for discussion. There's nothing Donald Trump can do in Michigan. There's nothing Mike Rogers can do in Michigan regarding abortion, or they call it women's reproductive health. Healthcare, reproductive healthcare freedoms. It's a false narrative. And we have to educate the women so that they understand we need to look at the economy, we need to look at the border, we need to look at where we're going in our foreign policy. We need to know what direction we want to go for the next 4 years. Bob Niehauer Newsbreak. We'll be right back.